Yes.
Republican State Senator Eric Berthel is joining us because he, you know, Brad, he's among our favorites because he updates us on the lunacy. The sheer lunacy.
The sheer lunacy.
At the state capitol. Eric, good morning. We won't talk about the toll vote in just a minute, but now they want to tax home heating oil. I told Brad this the other day. He didn't believe me. What's the deal with this?
Well, first of all, I don't know that I want to be the lunatic on your show, but
yeah. No, you're not part of the lunacy. That's the beautiful thing.
Oh no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Good morning, gentlemen, and always a pleasure to be on.
Yeah.
Home heating oil. The latest proposal is if you do the math, and it's kind of a crazy way to get there, comes out to about 14 cents per gallon of home heating oil, of propane, and I haven't quite figured out the math on how to do it for natural gas, but. Mm-hmm. Essentially, this is going to be a tax that is going to masquerade as a way to save the environment. It's a punishment for burning fossil fuels and for basically not looking at alternatives to heating your home, which in Connecticut, you know, we're just coming out of winter, thank goodness, today. I guess winter is over, spring begins. But heating your home is not a luxury in Connecticut. It's a requirement, and most of us are burning fossil fuels in order to do that.
Eric, who do you think they hire to think these things up? I would like to meet some of these folks that they hire to think these things up.
You know, Eric, that's a good question. Do these bills come from
seriously,
the actual legislators, or do they have staff people? Are there support staffers cooking these things up?
Well, here's what I can speak to. I can tell you how I propose bills, and generally speaking, bills that I bring forth are ideas that have come to me through my constituents, which is part of why we're elected. We're supposed to be the voice of the people we represent. And then there are some ideas that become they're part of a philosophy of, let's say, what you believe in terms of good fiscal responsibility, what you believe in terms of the environment, what you believe in terms of education. And then there are ideas that are crafted out of those general concepts. But yeah, there are staff, certainly, that help us to put these bills together. But I believe things like these taxation bills are really the brainchild of the individuals who are proposing them. They really think that this is another way to grab more money out of your pocket and mine. And let's face it, gentlemen, not a penny of that money, of that tax money, that's masquerading as a fossil fuel tax is going to do anything to persuade people from burning fossil fuels. I heat my home with oil. I have to keep heating it with oil. I can't just magically switch to something else. And second of all, none of it is going to go to help the environment.
Oil is a beautiful
environmental tax.
Oil is a beautiful thing. It's nature's beautiful, sweet crude oil, high-test gasoline. It's all a beautiful thing. But Eric,
I think that what we should be focusing on is ways to become more energy efficient, which we've done a very good job with in Connecticut. Yeah. And nationwide. But to say that adding 14 cents a gallon, so, you know, 150 gallon fill up, you're talking 20, 25. I didn't do the math. I don't do that math in my head anymore. But, we're talking about people on fixed incomes, people who are struggling paycheck to paycheck that are already having to try to figure out how am I going to pay my $3 and $4 toll every day?
Yeah.
How am I going to pay my tax on my sugary drink, which we talked about last week? You know, when does it stop? And I say this every time. When do we get to reality and say, we can't do this to people? Let's cut spending in Hartford.
Want you to ask my partner how much he's going to have to pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Eric, I
love this one.
I ran the numbers on tolls.
He won't even be talking to me when he gets here.
I ran the number on tolls, and if you go by the formula that they're putting up there now, it's going to cost me about another $740 to go back and forth to work every day.
Every day?
Yeah. No. Every day. In other words, $740 to commute back and forth to work every day. Yeah, in a year. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to.
A year. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because
wow.
I come from Wallingford, and I'm here in Bloomfield. So I did the math, you know, and there it is.
Yeah, and you're certainly unique in terms of what you guys do here on the radio, but you're not unique in terms of being a commuter. And and this is part of what I'm listening to. You guys know where I live. I'm out in Western Connecticut.
Yeah.
I have constituents that drive to Hartford every day. They're driving to Danbury, they're driving to Bridgeport, they're driving to New Haven. So it costs them a fortune.
Yeah.
And We're going to make people have to make hard decisions about whether they can afford to stay in Connecticut.
Hey, Eric, final question here, because we're up against the time-wise. Is the toll bill going to come out of the committee today with no problem or what?
I think it comes out of the committee with in some fashion that is going to be subject for a much, much larger debate on the floor of both chambers. That's the only way that we can effectively and reasonably argue this, but I don't think we get away from not having tolls at all in Connecticut,
here
unfortunately. But
here it comes.
It's going to be a big debate, and I don't know. We may vote it down once it gets into the chambers. There are a lot of people, both sides of the aisle, guys, that are very upset about this.
Well, you know what's happened. You know what's happened, and I just had a gut feeling that it was going to happen. That once we started, and we got going, and we got the folks to call us and be part of it, and then I think they got shook up. They really did.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I would encourage everyone who's listening in earshot of this conversation right now to continue to call their legislators, call the House Democrats, call the Senate Democrats. Tell them that you are not in favor of tolls. You're not in favor of this home heating oil tax. The voices that are the loudest and most frequent are the ones that have the most influence.
Eric, so, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. We got to run. Thanks, Eric. Republican State Senator Eric Berthel. There you go.